This is New England Public Radio. There's just one state Senate race involving towns in western Massachusetts on Election Day, the district that includes parts of eastern Hampden and Hampshire counties. Two-term Democratic incumbent Ann Gobey faces Republican Stephen Hall. The winner will have the challenge of representing more than two dozen communities in four different counties. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Ann Gobey, who lives in Spencer, was a state representative for more than a decade before she was elected to the state Senate in 2014. Hall is a nursing home consultant from Sturbridge. During a recent debate on WWLP-TV, Hall said he's running for office.
Because I'm concerned over the state of health care and education, over the condition of our roads, over our high taxes.
He also argued the district needs someone who would go along with Republican Governor Charlie Baker when it comes to supporting spending cuts. Gobey didn't agree.
When it comes to veto overrides, when there are things for the district, you bet I am going to make sure that we override.
Such as earmarked funding for local economic development or state parks.
That's what a state senator is supposed to do, to be there to work for their district.
Gobey and Hall agree that east-west rail service could be an economic driver for the area, but Hall says too much is being spent to study the issue. The pair shared common ground on the delayed rollout of legal marijuana. On the scandal involving state police troopers and overtime pay, Gobey says the department's head, Kerry Gilpin, has done a good job managing the situation, including
bringing in an outside person to look at how it is run, to go through all of the books. And I think that is needed. I think that second pair of eyes of someone that is outside of the state police is a good thing.
Hall says the scandal raises a red flag about what else might be going on in state government.
It's really troubling that there are these folks who think that they can get away with what they get away with. And if there's this much abuse with our law enforcement officers, what else is going on throughout the state?
As expected for a challenger, Hall's campaign fundraising has fallen short of Gobey's. She's raised more than three times as much money this cycle. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.
And we have much more election coverage on our website, including a voter guide. That's at nepr.net. This is New England Public Radio.